Welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast, a podcast for online digital creators, course developers, coaches, and ebook creators sharing tips and strategies for you to supersize your business, your results, and your life. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. Hey, Online Business Platinum Podcast listeners, today is all about sharing the incredible value and results that can come when you start to publish. Now, what do I mean by publish? I don't mean traditionally publish a book, although it's always an option. I'm just talking about putting anything out there, creating and releasing content that could be written content, could be verbal content, could be video content, and it could be free or it could be paid. All I'm talking about is get into the habit of publishing, and I want to go through the four advantages of what can happen in your life almost instantly when you get into this mindset of publishing versus consuming. So here's what most people do, right? They get onto a platform, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or just surfing the web or YouTube. They watch, they read, they consume. 99% of people just consume. That's all they ever do. A very tiny portion actually publish the content that everyone else watches and dreams and aspires to and searches for. So what are the four advantages that you can expect if you make that mind shift into a publishing, creating, releasing activity? Well, number one, you're moving from passive to active. Now, it may seem to you and to a lot of people that you're taking action when you're looking at a course or watching a course or searching out people to study and educate you and train. And sure, that's better than watching mindless content or watching, God forbid, the news. But still, there's some real rat holes that just consuming content can bring you into, right? First of all, it uses valuable time. It's using up, if there are people that do nothing but watch courses and watch and try to be inspired and surf YouTube and look for inspirational stuff. And that's how they get through the day. And that's okay once in a while, but when people do it all the time, you're using all your time just consuming. And number two, it can fool you. If you get into this habit, it can fool you into thinking you're making progress when really you're not. Look, if you can learn everything in the world, you can study all kinds of experts and people. If you don't do something, if you don't apply it to your field and contribute something of value, then you're just fooling yourself into the fact that you're thinking you're making progress. If that progress is going to be, you know, generate more income, progress with customers, build an audience, and actually make a living from what you're trying to do. The other real detriment to consuming more than you're publishing is that it becomes an escape versus engage. So the vast majority of people watch content, you know, they may say they're learning, but really what they're doing is escaping. They're escaping into the life of someone they admire or who inspires them. And as soon as you feel that you're not learning from that person, but you're actually addicted to watching them because you want to escape your own life, that's a bad place to be. Right. And at that point, training becomes less useful and productive and more of a crutch. And so, you know, what you really want to do is if you're going to consume to become active and to try things, but don't consume to escape. And then fourth, you know, consumption, while it may seem free to you, you know, it may seem free to use YouTube, it's using up your time at the end of the day. You could be making money at something else, right? And eventually you're going to spend more money than you're making, right? So consumption, especially now, everything is moving to a subscription-based platform. You'll find this over the next year or two. Mark my words that every single platform that you are taking advantage of for free today will move to either being so obnoxious with ads that you'll want to subscribe, or they'll be, look at Twitter, for example. They're limiting the amount of content you can actually see now to a very small amount unless you become an $8 a month subscriber. YouTube has doubled down on the number of ads that you have to watch to see their free content, right? These platforms cannot continue to lose money and show you things based just on ad revenue unless they get really obnoxious about ads. that turns people away. So they also have to do subscription. So at the end of the day, if you consume more than you engage, you're going to be spending more money than you're making. That's just not a good place to be. So if I contrast that to an active mindset, it's a mindset shift that you're going to take action and you're going to capture some of that audience. You're going to capture some of the attention. You're going to inspire people. You're going to help people. And even if it's only a few people in the beginning, that's okay, because you're shifting the mindset from a consumption mindset to an active mindset. And that can only grow over time. And yes, it will start small. And yes, if you have your expectations too large in the beginning, you will be discouraged and you will quit. But there's no reason to have your expectations that big. Just simply moving to the mindset, even if nobody's watching, is a highly productive thing for you. All of a sudden, you're not wasting time. You're learning, right? Which is the second point. The second point of publishing, and remember, I'm just talking about creating and releasing content of any kind, is the rapid learning that takes place. When you start releasing content, you immediately learn, first of all, you start being educated on how you're going to find your voice on the platform, right? And you're going to find your interests. And you're going to find that if you just start publishing content, if you think really nobody's paying attention, but you're starting to put it out to an audience, you will quickly find that a few of your pieces of content will attract some interest. That's great. That's how you learn sort of how to hone your interest, your passion, your learning, your experience, and your own abilities, is to target that interest. But you don't know what those are until you start releasing content. And it's okay if 95, 99% of your content misses the mark and nobody looks at it. You're looking for those few pieces that actually attract some interest, so you can double down, triple down, quadruple down on those interest segments. And by the way, you get better as you go and you understand, you know, what people like to see. So you also start to see and get engagement, and engagement not only helps your positioning in the platform and more people will see you because of engagement, but it also educates you as to what people are interested in. They will engage with you. They will make either positive comments or they will make suggestions on improvements. Either way, you win, right? Engagement is nothing but positive. And you know, along the way, you will also find what is most valuable to people. So not just what gets their interest, but what are people finding really valuable? What is helping people? What is solving a problem for people? What's filling a gap for people that they don't seem to be able to be filled anywhere else? That's tremendously important, because as we see in the later step, you can start to monetize that. And then you'll also see what else is missing. What else do they want? People will make comments on maybe, you know, I wish you put out something like this, or do you have any answers for me on Z if you put out a video on X, right? So you'll start to get ideas for extra content that start to come your way. And eventually the engagement turns into a bigger and bigger audience. The suggestions for additional content become self-fulfilling, and you don't have to suddenly think up content ideas anymore. You're doing basically Q&A. And man, who of us can't do that? I mean, our brains are wired for Q&A. Most of us love to answer questions, right? It's the easiest thing to do in the world. So the whole cycle is practice, release content, you get feedback, you get better, and you start to build an audience. And that's really what it's all about. But you learn so fast. This happens within days. And the more content you release, the more you're going to learn and the faster you're going to learn. Now, the third benefit of moving from a consumer into a publisher of content is that during this whole process of you learning and you sort of getting your legs underneath you, you're building up an audience and you're starting to brand yourself. You're starting to find your voice, and people will start to look at you not only with interest, but people start to look at you as an authority, or at least as someone that they want to come back and hear from again and again, right? So that's when you start to transition people away from your platform through your bio link and through, you know, strategically placed links in some of your content back into some freebies. You might give away a free video on a certain topic. You might give away a free report. You start building an audience, an email list that you can then market to multiple times in the future. So that building up a brand, building up an audience is extremely powerful to you transitioning to the next phase of your business, which is number four, and that is moving into monetization. So eventually, and this could be weeks, this could be months, but it will happen if you stick with this process and you continually evolve and improve and continue to keep up the momentum, is you can move into a monetization cycle. And I'll give you three sort of elements of the monetization cycle. At the very beginning, you can start by recommending. So in other words, you can become an affiliate for a product or service that you know of that you get questions about a lot on your platform, and you can make a commission off that. That's an affiliate revenue. And some of those commissions can be, you know, they can be a few bucks or they can be twenties of dollars. It's not insignificant amounts of money. It's the start of raising some money and getting a feel for what people are going to buy. The second phase then is you can move into coaching. You can find that there are people struggling with a similar problem, and you can run, say, a webinar or a weekly coaching program, a group coaching program you funnel people back into, and you deal with a couple of overriding questions that you see every week and charge people $17, $27 for it. And that's the great part about that is you start to monetize things. You're starting to build a different kind of relationship with your audience, and you start to find the customers that, you know, 2-5% that are willing to buy right now. You put them into a sales funnel and they will usually repeat buy as long as you deliver good value to them. And then third, once you've done a few of those webinars and you've done a few coaching sessions, you then know, okay, well, if I, you know, as an evergreen product, there's going to be a whole bunch of people asking these types of questions. I can now put this into a product. I can put it into a course. You know, one of the webinars can be packaged into a course or a course module. You can have it transcribed and put into a book or a written product, right? And products are great because at that point, you're really figuring out leverage. See, coaching, you're still trading time for money. So you got to get on that coaching call. You can only fit so many people, maybe, you know, 10, 20 people. You've got to, or if it's one-on-one coaching, it's even less scalable. It can earn you extra amounts of money per hour. But ultimately, what you really want to do to unleash the true monetization power is to package your most commonly asked questions and solutions into products that are evergreen products that you can then push out there and have other people sign up to be affiliates and market for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a commission, but you can reach large audiences and have them market the product for you while you're working the next sort of cycle through recommending products, coaching, and then the next product you put out. Once you have a few of these products, you've got a full-time income on your hands, and then it's your option to scale even bigger. That's the great part about this whole business is it can get as big as you want it to be. It's also an excellent business to fit with your lifestyle. I'm really big about that. Like I'm not somebody who thinks that you have downtime and you have business time. I think what you do is you have an alignment between your lifestyle and contribution. And so, you know, we'll have a product coming out on that very shortly to share with you some people who have done this, who don't look at things like work hours. They look at how do they best align what they love to do with the lifestyle they want and then do it all the time. And that way you're not stressed out for 90% of your time. And then you go on a holiday for a week or two and have a terrible time because you can't even relax. Right. So in any case, that is the advantages of moving to an active mindset from a passive one, moving from consuming to publishing. This is so, so important, guys. If you have questions on this, head back to hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. This is episode 53. You will see a posting on there for episode 53. Please ask any and all questions you have about this. This is so critical. Think of this as a pivotal moment in your life when things, you're at a fork in the road. You continue down the right side and it's going to be continue to consume, watch, dream, wish, and your life is going to be no different from now until you leave this earth. And some bad shit's going to happen along the way. I hate to say it, but life just happens that way. What you want to do is take that left road where you move from wishing, wanting, dreaming to doing and start to build and insulate yourself with an independent line of income business that can protect you when bad shit happens in life, as it will, right? So, you know, we don't want, right since I was very young, I've never wanted to hand over the keys to my life to someone else. And I don't believe anyone really wants to do that. If you're looking for a way to start and take the keys back and start to build your own life, whether it's a side hustle in the beginning with an hour a night, or whether it's something you can jump into full bore right now, then head over to 30dayproductprofit.com. That's 30dayproductprofit.com. And you will find our Getting Started program. It's a 6-week intensive step-by-step system with tools, templates, lessons, and private mentorship coaching that will help you get your product out the door quickly, right from finding your idea, finding your market, finding your topics, to working this whole system we talked about today, to getting a product-based business up and running, building an audience, and then advanced marketing techniques for when you have that product ready. Okay, so hope you guys enjoyed this. Let me hear your comments over at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog against any of the blog episodes. You can listen to other episodes. We've got 53 of them so far. And other than that, I wish you the very best of weeks. Double down. This is the time, folks. This is the time you can define your future. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.